I mean, the key with disaster risk reduction is it's basically an all society problem. So the private sector can play a key role in making sure that themselves, that they're making the proper investments to make sure that private corporations are being responsible for reducing disaster risk themselves, that they are also collaborating with governments and investing in collaborative solutions such as flood mitigation, flood reduction, educating consumers. The private sector has a key role to play in building that bridge between governments and civil society to ensure that that we are collectively taking the steps needed to reduce disaster risk.
I guess in terms of just putting investment, putting money into disaster risk reduction, the problem is that politicians obviously think short term. That's just the nature of electoral politics most of the world over, isn't it?
It's obviously very true. So when you only have a 3 to 4 year time horizon as an elected official, you're not going to be making the upfront expenditures. It's much easier to react after the fact to disasters. And from the private sector perspective, we do take a longer term and thinking about from an investment perspective, that if you are beginning to invest, whether it's municipal bonds or corporate bonds, that there's a level of risk here inherent when you're not putting the money into infrastructure that poses a risk to the financial system. And elevating awareness about those links is really important in order to drive that longer-term perspective.
So is the key for attracting more private sector investment the notion that you can show that there's going to be a return?
Exactly, and in fact that you're reducing an ongoing liability, you've got all of us have these liabilities that we're not recognizing, and climate change is a great example, because with escalation of these severe storm systems and we're dealing with them here in Canada, you're seeing that we have liabilities and increasing liabilities that we didn't understand or recognize before, and that we now need to be able to assess those liabilities from a financial perspective. That creates the driver to be investing the money in order to reduce them. And it starts with education and building awareness amongst the private sector and the linkages to governments. How can we work together and collaborate?
Do you get the sense that the United Nations gets it? Gets the idea that a public-private partnership is a win-win for everyone in a sense?
Yes, we're getting there. The ARISE initiative that's been led by UNISDR is a great example of that, where there actually is a specific initiative focus on engaging the private sector and making sure that we're elevating awareness amongst the private sector, but and also building those bridges back to governments.